סימן שינחס סעיף למדלף. בוסור חי, רומית, אפילו תופל שאינו ימלו הכלל, it was never salted, even has blood inside it, מוטו לטלטלו, you're allowed to carry it in Shabbos, it's not מוקצה, משום דחוזי לאומצה, it's raw for people, that some people eat it raw, משבו will explain. וכן אם הוא תפוח, פירוש מסריח, it's off, smells, מוטו לטלטלו, for a different reason, it's not אומן for people anymore, משום דרוי לכלובים, but it's raw for dogs. משבו explains, דחוזי לאומצה, דהיינו שיש בני אדם שדייתם יופו וקויסס עם בוסו חי דהיר את רו ושאין איס אי משבוע עושה שאין איסו באכילו עושה משום דם there's no איסו that is blood inside because it was rinsed כמבור בירדיה when you eat it raw והנה מוגן אברום מבור דווקא במין הרך כגון יוינו ברב זה only soft like chickens אבל בוסו בהם אין החוזי לוקוס People cannot eat it, raw animals, meat. ואוסו לטלטלוי, אבל בטז פויסק, ואפילו בסבאים מטופל, מוטו לטלטלוי, why? Because it's חוזוי to give it to animals. I'm sorry, חוזוי to give it to dogs. וכן אלי הורה במסקים לדינה כעתס, ואפילו בסבאים מוטו לטלטלוי. Why? Because it's חוזוי to give it to dogs. ובירגרוכוי לגמרי כאלה מוגן אברום, but not because dogs, No, mishum de'amrin in the kol basarovi le'ochel ba'umtza, even behemoth's animal, even behemoth's meat, you could roi to eat for a person to eat it raw. Ve'al ken avshar isi ba'achoinim she'tiku dimar mogen avrom ladine. Ve'mokim atchak, yesh lismach al ha'makilim. Be'shas atchak, you could be seimach an ha'makilim. So this is the first halacha. The first halacha. So I want a little bit to explain this mishneh brura. The Biur Halacha here is Ba'arich, but I will explain it b'ktzora that we will understand it. The Gemara says that a raw meat is not mukzah, because chozi le'umtza, we have two pshatim in the Rishonim, what is the pshat? One reason is chozi le'umtza means it's rawi to give to a person that could eat it and suck it and eat it when it's raw. Some people do it. Another reason is mevur in the Rishonim, because it's rawi to the animals, you could give it to a behemah. The Rishonim that don't say because it's roi lebehema, they agree that it's roi lebehema, but they hold that something that is oimed lemaychal odom doesn't help that it's roi lebehema. If it's oimed lemaychal odom and now it's not roi lemaychal odom, when you could give it to behema, it doesn't help because it's mukze, he's masiach dat, and he's not makze it for behema. It's totally in Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. So the first sheet of the Rishonim holds only because it's chazi for a person. And the second sheet holds, even if it's Michael Odom, but while it's Roy Lebehema, it's good. If the Basar is off, it's Mekulkel, it's Masriach, then Lekula Alme, it's not Mukta, because it's Oymed Lebehema, the male it's not Mukta. If it happened that it started to be smelled on Shabbos, well, Shaila in the Poiskim, the Biur Haloche, if it has to be already Masriach before Shabbos or not. But anyways, the Mishneh Brura brings down like this, that in Shulchan Aruch is Mashma, that the Heter is Mitzad Chozi Leumtza. Like the first test. Lefid that, the Mogen Avram wanted to say, only soft meat, like chickens, but not behemoth meat, not cows, sheep meat. This is not chozi lokus. But the Taz says, I'm passing mitzad roi lebehemoth, b'meile, even basa behemoth. The Goyen says, I hold mitzad roi leumtze, like the Shulchan Aruch, but I hold everything is roi leodom, even basa behemoth. B'meile Mishabur says, So you're allowed to be makel b'shas atchak because miman b'shach. You're right, the Magen Avram says only soft, but lefi the taz anyway we go with chazi lebehemah. Lefi the goyen everything is chazi le'adam. B'meile it's not mukta. And with this we mamshich seif lamed beis. Dag maluach muto letalteloi. She'enu maluach also mitnei she'enu roi. Mishabur explains. Dag maluach. It's raw. Ben amin shikoyim herring ben kol aminim. The kemon shu maluach roi le'ochal al de'atchak. Mebosa the chazi leumtze, who had in dag mushen smoke fish, but if it's not salty, it's mukze she'ena roi. So lefi the taz he has to explain ena roi afilu the behemah, because if not it has to be mukze. The mayroi leklavim, אין רוי לכלובים. דימה ירוי לכלובים, אף דאין עומד להכיל, אז כלובים מותו לטלטלה. בודו מגן אברום עוד, אף אצ רוי לאודום, אף אצ עומד לאודום, so even the now is not רוי to the אודום to eat, so it's מוקצה אף שהוא רוי להכיל, אז כלובים. כזה מקצה אין יש דייטם מנה, משום דלוי כוי לכלובים, ולפי זה שום מנצנן של בהימה, that is אין עומד להכיל, אז אודום, אף אצו לטלטלה. ומילא, here, דימה מגן אברום עשר, raw fish. Now here, מי שבור is not matter בשעס התחק. Why is not matter בשעס התחק? Because you don't have a tziruf. Here we said, first, it's roi leklovim lekule alme. Maybe the Taz is right. And the Goyen says, it's roi leodom. Here the Taz says, it's not roi lebeheime. You're right. Lefidu Magen Avraham, the fish is roi lebeheime. Abba Magen Avraham says, not to be same as that heta. La haloche. The Oruch HaShulchan came. And Abchaim Noah also. And they said a new chiddush. Said like this. Maybe I will start the haloche mesudah. The poets can bring down flour, or potatoes, rice, that people cannot eat raw. It's mukts. What happens, meat, fish, raw? The poets can say today, like at Chiyot, that it's mukts. Why? Because, Zogdor Chashulchan, Sif Nun Vob, Nun Ches. Negros Moshe Chalek Hei Sif Kotten Chof Beis Oistes Shem Zalm Shmir Shabbos Perik Yud Alef Orichof. Today no one eats umtza, so it's not roi leachim. You're right. So what will be soymech on roi leMichael Klovin? But the only Mishabur was soymech on Michael Klovin was Bitzir of the Goyen, that is Chozi leumtza. Today it's not Chozi leumtza. Lemaise the poiskim hold b'shas atchak, you could be samech on the poiskim in the pasuk like the Taz and the mele they matir, and even in the fish they matir mitzad choy lebeheime. Shem Zalman says b'shas atchak, you could be samech on the shittas and the matir mitzad choy lebeheime. With another tziruf that today the metzias is that people give, even when it's roi lemaychal odom yet, people give it to dogs. They're not so makpid not to give it to dogs. B'mele it's not mukze. So b'shas atchak, if you have a freezer, a muscle that stopped to work in Shabbos, you're allowed to move the raw meat to a different freezer. You know the mitzvah if it's Shasat Chakanah, but it's Hefsen Merube, you're allowed to. Or the muscle, you have something in the freezer and you have to move the meat, the raw meat, and it's Mamish Shasat Chak, then you need to serve that thing and you can't get it. Yeshal Malis, for sure, again, it's only B'Shasat Chak. When it's mutar, even if it's frozen. Even if it's frozen. Now, we have to know as another shaila. If you have to come to the heter of roi leklovim, has to be a place that are dogs around. We're going to the shaila if the dogs are not around, if we have the heter of roi leklovim. I saw an interesting chidush in Mishneh Haloche. Mishneh Haloche wants to say that lechure, what helps chozi leumtza? But I myself never eat it like that. So someone wants to say that chozi leumtza means b'metzias, b'cheftza, every person, if he will need, he will eat. Mele, even today the matzav doesn't change, not like the Oruch HaShulchan. But what is the pshat? Some people eat it, but I never eat it, le'umtza. So you could say, it is roi, maybe in our days now, but in that days, he wanted to say another svara. Because the pshat is as it. What we learned alamol and Sif Zayin, and something that people throw to the garbage, even if it's roi le'anim, if he's a oshir, it's mukta, because he's not machshivit. So here also he's not oimed leumtza, but the difference is, dear, the pshat is he's going to throw to the garbage. So for him it's mukta. Here he's not going to throw to the garbage. He wants to cook with it. Just we're saying, in the meantime it's not roi now because it's chozi leumtza. Even not for him, but for different people it's already not mukta. When someone has a piece of cheres and it's worth garnish, he's going to throw to the garbage. So even by the different people maybe it's important, but by him it's already garbage. So it's mukse. Masha'in can hear that by him it's choshu. Just now it's not roi. If it's choshu le'umtze, mele is a heta. Se'iv lamed gimel, kamiya, she'ein oi mumche, af al pi she'ein yoitzim boi metaltelim oise. It's really not here the aloch of kamiya. We learned it, but the Shulchan Aruch is coming to say, not the question of hilchos tiltul of kamiya, that kamiya is not a mukse. The same thing if people have like a coin, that the matbea, that they made it like for a school, it's also not mukta. תחשית שאינו מומחה ואניקרא כמי המומחה נסבר לאל בסימן שינלף משתבור לסיב קודם קוף חופטס שנייצים בו יעינו שסורבים ולקרמל אישור ידע ושסורבים לכחיוב חטא זה דרך מלבשו ולא יוסו תגוע ארדו לכמי שאינו מומחה רק מדרבונה ומילא בקרמל אישור לפי מה שני הגמרי נקסור האחרון לאל בסימן שין גימל כן יקוס בליו רב וכן צידה גם בסיבת איזה שבס דרס כמרשל שמייקל בקרמליס זה לא יקמר גנב רוב ובסוך אשר על עצים פסה גם כן דמות עולות של קרמליס זה סתם קמיה שלא יבדקו ולא יהיו אבל בקמיה שאין המומחה בוודאי that the check-in doesn't work אף בקרמליס עושה סעיף למדלת and here we start to learn the הלוכס of גרף של רי סעיף למדלת כל דובר מתונוף כגוין רי וקי וצויה all different dirts צויה רי בן של אדם that human being בן של תרנגולים from chickens the animals וכיוצא בהם אם היו בחוצר שיושבים בו if it's in a chocer that people are sitting מותר להוציאים להשבו לבית הכיסא ואפילו בלי כלי he's allowed to carry it with his hands and take it out חזר ומטר to carry מוקצה במוקם that it disturbs and it's most for people it's called the heter of graf shel rei ve'im hoya bechotzer she'ein adar sham but if it's in a chotzer that he's not living there osur lo yitziyam he's not allowed to take it out but im yore mipnei hatenoike shelo yislach lechubo there when it's in the chotzer but he's scared that the kids will not get dirty mutar lichbo yisrael ha'kli he's allowed to cover it with a kli that people will not step on it and not get dirty mishnebura siv kodem kuflamet וכיוצא בו דירט, וכיוצא בו ועין לכמון בסימן שין למתחס, סויף סייף חס. וגמור יעיסה דאח בורמס הנמצא, מוטו לא יציא בו ידיים איתם גרב של רי. A dead mouse, mice, you allow to take out, it's also a heter of גרב של רי. Same thing if it's a juke that it stirs and it's dead, for sure you allow to take it out of גרב של רי. שיושבים בו עינו שדורים בו כמו החצרס העשויס לפני הבתים שמוקים בריס עשה רגל. ויתירו לפנוי שאין חזר ומרתו to take out this מוקצס even that it's מוקצס מרמס גופוי משום כבוידוי והוא הדין הממונח במובי במוקם דריסס הרגל מוטר לסלקי לצדודים he's allowed to take it out לצדודים ואפילו בלי כלי כמה שלון דלי תימר לא יתירו לטלטל רק אגב כלי that's the heter of graf של רי and I want to mention a couple נקודות here the first shaila is שנבור says you're allowed to take out the graf של רי The poiskim clear till when you're allowed to take out. Till where? You have graf shel rei in the house. You take it out. You could reach the street garbage can when there's no tilto iso vaitso. We speak in a place that is eruv. On your backyard. Or maybe when you take it out of your house and you go to the backyard and it's not mokim shiyoshim, you have to drop it right there. The Ruach HaShabbos says, lo shamanu that he has to drop it. As mashal, he's allowed to go to where he wants. שנהלוך איזה מסתפק אני דיבינג זה רייס לכאן ורייס לכאן ונטי עשה דבורים that he's allowed to anyway we'll see later the heter maybe because it's oide ביודוי but I want to bring one little deal maybe the opposite I know that it's not a real strong deal משתבור ביוסי and סיב קוטן קוף למד א' he said ואם הוא מונח במובי במוקים דריסס הרגל מותר לסלקה לצדודים Why let's study? Why is not allowed to take it away completely? Mashma, maybe that let's study is enough. This is the only heter. But more mistaba that this is what people do. He means that you're allowed to take it and let's study. Now, the chiddush is you're allowed to take it without a keli. What would it be if you could take it with a keli and you could take it with your hands? The Tila Ledovit says, take it with your hands. You know, Chazal will not matriach you to do al yaday keli, al yaday goy. The Moshe Feinstein and Aruch HaShulchan they say that if you could do it al day tiltul min atzad or al yaday goy Chazal will not matir Shmuel Oerbach says it lo shamanu kezois it's more mistaba like the first tzad another interesting shaila we have Chazal will matir to take out the graf shel rei what would be If I need to move mukzeh for taking out the graf shel rei, I will explain. I have a piece of tzoya. I'm too istanis to take it out. So I want to take two stones to hold on to the graf shel rei and to take it out. I'm allowed to, I'm not allowed to. I'm allowed to, I'm not allowed to. And the har tzvi is mistapek on it. שמזמן שמי שבס כי בחוסו הזמר יחפדם הן פרק י' בייס יאור עקוב חוף ד' רייס לכאן ורייס לכאן he brings down the from the שבוס ינקב that it's mutter we'll see later maybe we have some רייס למייסה דה פויסקים הנויתק לכתחילה not to carry מוקצה for taking out גרב של רי לא זה זר שמזמן says that the heter of גרב של רי even if by you it's not most But the person that is living here, it disturbs him. The person that is here is disturbing him. You're allowed to take it out if it disturbs someone else, even if it doesn't disturb you. Another interesting shaila is, Shemazam is mesupik, if it's only in a graf shel rei that smells and is ichi and makes people to be nauseous, or it's also in things like a very strong light that disturbs a sick person to go to sleep. Vekadoyme, if Chazal will also be matir, the heter of graf shel rei. Something that scares very much. The spider that scares the little kids terribly. Chazal b'matir or not? The Mishnah Berurah is mamshich, but chotzer she'ein darshom, sifkot nkuf lamed gimel. Bein shu chotzer acheres, shu chotzer she'achoy rebatim, shemunach ba'ashpa shebechotzer da'oz osu letalteloy, osu lo yitziyom. Talichozi lemidi ve'umukce ke'evim. והוא הדין הגרף והעובית ולהיראי ומרגליים גם כן עשו כיוון שהוא מוקים שאין דרשם כיוון שהוא מוקים שאין דרשם so it's no heter ואם הוא מולה זה יהיה אפשר לפנס או לא מוטו לא יציאו ולהחזירו משום כובד הבריאס but if it's full and he can מי משתמש דהיינו את הנדחוצה he wants to use it but it's full he's allowed to pick it up empty it out and use it again This halacha is clear. Mishum kvod habriyas. The Shmir Shabbos in Perek Yud Beis, Perek Chof Beis, Seif Chof Memches. He brings up. V'chein Ovit, Sir Laila, a pati, Le'achar HaShibush Boi, V'pach Ashbo Beisi, a house garbage can, that ma'al etzacho, this bad smell coming out, and he can't disturb the smell. You're allowed to take it out in the place that is the Eruv. V'chein Pach Ashbo, a person has a garbage, that a house garbage that is full and he doesn't have another garbage that he could use and he has different things that he has to put inside he's allowed to take it out mishum kovad abriyas and clean it and bring it back to the house and here I want to say is a big chiddush the Shulchan Aruch was matir when a person has a pati and the chotzer a mokum that is not grav shel rei but he needs to use it it's full he's allowed to empty out to use it to cover the abriyas to medabe garbage to cover the abriyas Any idea in Kabbalah in the Kabbal, but Pashtus no Shaykh. So now we have to clear Mitzad Mukta. He has a garbage. The garbage himself is not smelling, but he needs to put the new bowls and he doesn't have where to put them. So he wants to take it out. So if he has a different place to put them, even in a garbage bag, there's no head. But if he doesn't have a place to put them, he's allowed to take out the garbage or not. Here, Lechur, we're going to the Shailah. You're allowed to take out Mukze for making a place for a heter of Grav Shel Rei. You're allowed to, you're not allowed to. So I signed the Orchei Shabbos. He brings down. And Perek Chof Tes. Seif Shin Mem Zayin. Pach Ashpa Shinismale Ve'ein Lo Mokim. Le'aniach Tzeres Nisefes. Ein heter Lerokne B'Shabbos. When it's not smelling. אלא יניח את הפסלס בסקיר סמתים אצל הנוח עשה אשפה. He will put it in a bag. ואם אין לו סקיר כאילו והוא he wants to clean it out that he will have where to put the dirt that has a din of graf של רי the bone. It's totally in the shayla if you're allowed to take out mukta for making a place for covering Grav Shel Rei. Aroitzer Yistalek Ben HaTzofek will take the bone straight out. Now he speaks himself. We have to know, the Grav Shel Rei himself, the Chazanish says is not Mukta. It's Oymed L'Shimush. The garbage could be Mukta. So we have to know what is the Metzius. If before Shabbos was no Mukta inside, the garbage could be as a Klish V'Lachti L'Yisro. So Gufim Mekoyim are allowed to. If the garbage was ready inside, became a basis, it's mukta. If not, so it's not a basis. So then could be If he needs the place, it's a tiltel min atzad, and then he's allowed to pick up the whole garbage and throw it away. Like we have on a table, if you need to use the place as a table, you're allowed to shake out the bones. So if you have an empty garbage bag, garbage can that was empty before Shabbos and garbage was put inside in Shabbos, and you don't have a different place that you could put the new garbage, could be the hetzer to pick up the whole garbage and to throw it outside. It's kli shemelach til yisur, and it's not a basis. It's a gufa mekoyma. It's like shulchan. Could be another hetzer if sometime the mukta is inside, there's also food inside that doesn't have a shem mukta. So then could be you'll have a hetzer. So could be this the case of the Shemir Shabbos, that the mukta was not there before Shabbos. We have to know the place can bring down that there's a couple more things that have the aloch of Graf Shel Rei today. The Gemara says cups that are not washed, some place can say if you're sitting in the sukkah and little leaves are falling on the table and you can't eat, it bothers your little bugs. Some place can say that all the bones today on the table, people can't stand them. It's also Shem Zaman and Shuvah Shevetchila Sefer Tzuli Shabbos. For sure you have to know the Gedorim when and what. We'll carry on the Mishneh Berurah, Sif Kotten Kuf Lamedei. We speak about the Tzoyah of the kids that are in the Chotzer and Mokim that doesn't have a din of Gav Shel Rei. Mutar Lichbois Hashmein Beze, Deleitei Medein Kli Nital El Tzoyah Dover Anital, you're allowed to pick up the Keili, to cover the Tzoyah. So in the Sefer Mishneh Aloche, a very interesting Shaila that he brings up. The following Shaila. What is the case, he says? If the case is that if you cover it, nothing will happen. So even in the house, what is the hetel to pick up the mukta, to pick up the tzoya? Just cover it. So lechua bimucha from here, I'm not mechuyev to cover. Like we said, I'm not mechuyev to do tiltel min atzad. I'm not mechuyev to tell a guy. Like the tilo ledovit, not like the orach hashulcha. But here's even a bigger chiddush, because I could without no mukta at all, just to cover it. So what was the hetel to carry away the mukta? So what we'll say, we speak in a place that the cover is not a properly cover, and it's a sad and a danger that the kid will get dirty even so. And even so, you're only allowed to cover it, and you're not allowed to pick it up. Why? It's not called Grav Shel Rei, it's not in a mokum that you're sitting. So you have a chash that the kid will go there. But at least, it's a shtigel horis, it's a big chiddush this line. So why the Mishneh Berurah is trying to find what is the chiddush here? Se'if lamed hei, afalpi, שמותו לא יצא גרף של רי ועובד של מרגליים אז כובד הבריאס אוסו להחזירו. You're not allowed to bring them back, אלא אם כן נוסן לתריך המים, only if you put water inside. משנבו הסיב קודם כוף לא מדבוב לא יצא גרף, גרף ועובד שניהם של חרס, אלא של רי נקרא גרף ושל מרגליים נקרא עובד. The water is called עובד, והוא הדין אם הוא של עץ. Doesn't have to be dafka from cheres that made from adoma, even from wood. Ayin leel b'simen pizani an imu shel matches. The poskim say like this, that if it's made from matches, so b'meile it's not mos. So b'meile if it's washed, it's for sure not mukze. Chazni says it's klish melach tei leheter simen memches. So you see if cotton yudalef. If it's not washed, it's mistapek if it's mukze or not. Vini grav ovid avel pishu kli mikol mokim u'michlal mukze machmas gufa mishum demoy sarbe. וחומר מסתם מוקצה מחמס מיוס דקיים מבריסים אין שיניוד דמותו וגרפו כאבן ודמה רק לא הייתי מוקם שדר שם יתירו משום כבוד, אבל להחזירו צורך מים, זאת מטלתם על ידי המים, זה היתר על ידי מים to carry it, it's bottle to the מים. So the Shulchan Aruch says again, סעיף למדי, אבל בשמותו לא הציע גרף של רי ועובד של מרגליים also lazim elim ken nasa le teich ha-mayim elim ken kosa mangan avrom de boide biyode mutar lehzir av beloi mayim. We have a heter slachu otoli mukta shebaliyode beheter if the heter is mam shichona mayim rabbi pribigodim shemepaktikim bezeh, maybe it's toli if Graf Shel Rei was already a heter so you're allowed to carry on, or it's not a heter, it's a tchuyo, maybe it's toli in the shayla if you could do it with something else, if you mechuyev to do it with something else. So we saw the machleket tira le David and Aruch HaShulchan לתוך המים, ודווקא משאירים עדיין לשתי עשה בהימד, אם לא יקן אף המים גרפים,
והנה מנסות המשוכנו חמשמע, ואפילו אין צורך לא יוציא ביצוע מרגליים. He doesn't need to use it to take out more tzoya. Even so, he's allowed to use the heter of mine. ויש מחמירים כמו שקוסו בביסייסה, ואין מסבל לרבה, שמכריע. אם הוא מוקם המשתה בלא יחיסנו לצורך. If it needs to be משתה, he could be סמך on the heter of the water. And if not, not. And here I don't understand. What he says, that it's mashma, that the reason the heter of the water is, even if he doesn't need to take out soya. But he had a thought that the heter of the water is only in a case that he needs to take out more soya. And here I want to ask. If he's going to take out more soya, why he needs water? Lechura, we said, you're allowed to carry mukta letzirich. Oh, here we have the shaila. I want to carry the graf that is mukta to take out more soya. The tzoya is graf shel rei in the house. So I want to carry mukta for taking out graf shel rei. We had a shaila. We have a raya that it's also. It's only mutter with water. Any idea? Maybe if you have a different way to do it, you have to do it. So I want to explain. Be'etzem, I have tzoya in my house and I need a heter of water. So l'chura we see from here that to carry mukta stam l'tzorich l'fanois graf shel rei is also. Or we could say no. Because it's a heter, I could do it with water, it's not muta without water. So we'll have a right to the second shaila. If a person doesn't have to carry graf shel rei himself, he could do it by heter, if he has a heter or not. Be mashma here, there is no heter. Ketchila, you have to have water. Other will say no. We'll say no. That mikol mekoyim, here he's not carrying the graf. He's carrying the mukta l'tzerich graf. Here they said that if he could do it with water, like a tchila to do it with water. I was masupik this Shabbos, I had some graf shel rei on the table, dirty plates, that in the case I was mamish like a graf. So they were about to take it. Now the plate near me, the person that finished to eat, had some potato kugel on. He was not eating it, but it was roi lemaychel. So I took the potato and I put it on my plate. So it's agav pas, it's easier to carry. Maybe if you don't have to do be'isur, if you could do be'etar, maybe it's better to do be'etar. Any idea? And here I have another shaila. If he wants to bring back the ovit to use it again, we saw the mishabura before that he said that it's a heter that's covered up b'riyas to bring it back in. And the levush esradi is mashma that even if he brings it back to use it again, like a tchila to put water. Again, maybe the same svara, if you could do it with water, why do you use it without water?